Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. In the studio with us now, Colleen Phillips is back, Vice President of Marketing for Service First Federal Credit Union. We know of her as one of the good employees at Service First that's based out of Danville. And they're getting ready for their 8th annual charity Duck Derby. So welcome aboard, Colleen. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Oh, I do appreciate it. This is a big, fun event. This kind of has grown. It's got its own, like a life of its own right now. And Kelly Knorr is here. She's the Marketing and Communications Specialist for Service First Federal Credit Union. Welcome aboard, Kelly.
Good morning.
Oh, I appreciate you coming in. All right, so let's find out about this. This keeps growing and growing and more people talking and talking. It's a duck derby. It's a simple fundraiser, but it's a phenomenon.
You know what? It's a fun family event. It's a great way to kick off a weekend with the children. And you know what? It's a great way, if you are a family, to get children involved in the community by doing something fun that they enjoy. Thousands of rubber duckies will be present. And it's just a good time, Mark. There's nothing like seeing the rubber ducks float down the river. And we could talk about some of the changes we've had to make because of the river and Mother Nature and some of the rain. But we're looking forward to this event this Saturday.
Right, Kelly, set the scene. Saturday morning, what happens?
Yeah, so this is actually my second year being at the Duck Derby, so I'm very excited. But everyone will gather in that parking lot near Zamboni Park. And there's going to be activities for children, face painting. There's going to be shaved ice, snacks, kind of that sort of thing. And they're going to be dropping the ducks in the parking lot. And then there's going to be 6 finalists. And then we're going to take those 6 finalists and drop those in the river. So a little bit different than last year. And I think that's what's so interesting is that in the 2 years that I've been here, each year has looked different. So, you know, not doing the same thing every year, kind of mixing it up.
Well, yeah, you've been out there in years when the Susquehanna River at Danville was at 1 feet and another time at 12 feet. So, yeah, it varies. Okay, so roll us through really quickly. Explain how this is going to work this weekend.
So we will be there from 10:30 until 12:30 with, as Kelly said, free pizza, balloons, face painting, shaved ice by Snowy Summers, shaved ice and sweet treat truck will be there. A lot of kids' activities. Chrissy, our mascot, will be there getting ready to cheer on her little rubber ducklings. All the rubber duckies will be present. We've had over 3,000 rubber duckies sponsored so far, and the numbers just keep going.
Yes.
All right, the river ought to be about 3 feet on Saturday, according to the National Weather Service. So, and at Danville, 3 feet, you typically have it. It's relatively clear, but a little cloud to it. But it'll be moving briskly, so you got safety in mind.
Correct. Mm-hmm. We have a committee that actually starts meeting back in January of every year to plan and make sure that volunteers are in place, that the rubber duckies are, as I've said, shared with you before, Mark, these rubber duckies are probably the most cared for rubber duckies you will ever find. They are audited for before and after the event to make sure they're all in place, that none were led down the river any further than they should have been. But I think what's most important is just knowing that we have to take our volunteers into careful consideration. So last week we met, and knowing that we had more rain, like we just drove through this morning, on the way, and knowing that the river was around 4 to 5 feet at that point, but the current was still very strong. So we thought what we needed to do was really go to Plan B this year, but get a few ducks on the river. So of those 3,000 to 4,000 ducks that will be at the event, we will randomly select 6 finalists when we're in the lot near Zamboni Park in Danville on Saturday morning. Those 6 finalists will be represented by larger rubber duckies that will also be placed in the
How
river.
Large?
I think they are like 12 to around 12 to 15 inches.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So good size.
Yeah. Life size. Solid. Solid ducks.
Actual size.
Life size. But they will be placed in the river and they will race. Now, one of the other changes we've made, again, to ensure the safety of volunteers is we've gone to motorboats to help make sure the ducks get out of the river. In the past, we've had a dedicated crew of kayakers that have helped us year after year. And we're hoping that we can get those kayakers back on the water in a more controlled setting again next year.
All right. So that's the way the proxy situation works out. You're going to pick out six finalists. This is a fundraiser. You buy a duck, if I think I have it right, $5 for one duck and then $20 for five ducks?
Correct. Yep. You can sponsor one duck for five or a flock.
A flock. There we go. Okay. I couldn't think of the word.
For 20. So, and they're still available. If somebody's interested in sponsoring a duck, you'll be able to sponsor a duck at the Derby on Saturday right up until the point where we get ready to select those finalists.
Right, this is a fundraiser. For 8 years now, you've done this fundraising, $5 for a duck, a flock is $20. How much money have you raised, and where has that money gone?
So each year, the committee kind of gets together and they, you know, make a decision looking at, you know, Service First covers such a wide area. So we really want to look at, you know, what organizations are in that coverage area because we are able to be spread out so much. So, for example, last year we raised over $16,000 and those funds went to the Janet Weiss Children's Hospital, Think Big Pediatric Cancer Fund, and Geisinger's Autism and Developmental Medicine Institute. And that money that's raised at the Duck Derby is also combined with the money that we raise at our charity golf tournament every year. And then this year, all the money that's raised, again, will be combined with the charity golf tournament. And those funds will go to, again, the Janet Weiss Children's Hospital. And then this year, Bridges Out of Poverty and the Mifflinburg Hose Company.
All right. And how much money do you think you'll raise this year?
We are definitely hoping to exceed our totals from last year. And what the amazing part is, we take the funds that are raised at the Duck Derby, and we combine those with what's raised at our golf tournament later in the month. And this year, that golf tournament will be on the 23rd. And last year, we were able to donate $56,000 across those three charities. So we're really excited and, again, hoping to exceed that this year.
Where do you get more information about all of this? I'd like to buy a duck, I guess.
You can definitely visit us at www.serviceone.org. There's information about the Derby there. You can also call our contact center at 800-562-6049.
Can you go to your office in Danville?
Absolutely. You can stop by. We have 12 locations. Right now, if you stop by any of the offices in Danville, they'll be able to help you sponsor a duck.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And you're right on the main drag going through town on Route 11?
Our corporate center is on Route 11, yes, and we also have a location right on Bloom Road.
All right, so lots of folks are able to find those two locations in Danville, plus the other Service First, Service Number One, the numeral one, .org, and it's about this Saturday's Duck Derby. Set the scene, where, when this Saturday, please.
So this Saturday, we will get things started in the lot next to Zamboni Park, right along West Front Street in Danville. And then once the ducks are selected, we'll move across the street and we will watch the ducks race towards the bridge, which will be this year's finish line.
All right. So that's the key, is that folks go to Zamboni Park, which is that nicely painted park area and nicely set up park in Danville, not too far from the Danville Riverside Bridge. You'll be set up there with tents and the food will be gathered there, and you start, at 11 o'clock, right?
Between 10:30 and 11 o'clock, we're encouraging everybody to stop by. Again, free ice treats from Snowy Summer's Shaved Ice and Sweet Treats, free pizza, balloons, face painting, a lot of kids' activities, and of course, Chrissy will be there adding to the excitement. So we're really, really looking forward to this weekend.
Chrissy's the mascot.
Yes.
This is
her favorite time of the year. She gets so excited with her duckies, and people really ask about that. I have people come up to me all the time, and they're like, oh, do you work for a Service First? first, and they're like, what about the duckies? I mean, I seriously have people ask that. So people get excited for this, and I know Chrissy is looking forward to it.
Now, who really makes Chrissy come alive?
Chrissy does.
Okay. But does Chrissy have a key assistant that really makes her come alive, so to speak?
We are very fortunate to have a number of volunteers that help bring Chrissy to life.
Thank you.
And keep her spirit going, and drumming up excitement year-long for the Derby.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so this is this Saturday morning. Anytime after 10 o'clock, we'll see you down at Zamboni Park in Danville for the Service First 8th Annual Charity Duck Derby. They hope to raise, get even closer to $20,000 from one fundraising event, and you'll be able to buy a duck at Saturday morning, right?
Yes. Right up until the point where we select those finalists.
All right, so then there'll be a lot of opportunity for you to get involved in this fundraiser. And it's, let's just be frank about it, this is just a blast. I mean, everybody has a lot of fun. So, okay, we'll give you the last word. Anything to add to our good conversation here, Colleen and Kelly?
I just want to thank you, Mark, for helping us raise awareness about the Derby. And we're just, would love to see everybody come out and join us Saturday.
Yeah, we're really excited, and we hope to see everybody then.
That's the voice of Kelly Knorr, Marketing Communications Specialist at Service First Federal Credit Union. And a moment, a second earlier, it was Colleen Phillips, Vice President of Marketing at Service First, service numeral 1.org.